Welcome to Clarity University, Transcending Government with World Peace and Prosperity. This is Dr. Stephen West, and we have Michael Brook with us here today.
Great day, Stephen. Delighted to be here with you.
Delighted to be here with you. And the big news for today is we have a new author of a new book. Michael, why did you have to go crack the code or unveil the secrets of the universe? It seems like your book is really teaching the next level of the secrets behind the secret.
Well, boy, great question, and I'm not quite sure how to answer that. I think a lot of times we get on a path. I think I was put on this path towards holistic health and wellness in the early 80s when I met your dad. And that started the process, and a lot of it has just been, I would say, inner guidance. I've certainly gone in directions I hadn't planned or thought about, but there's always been this inner quest to know truth and get to what is the underlying cause. So that takes you into a number of different areas in the field of holistic health. When you start seeing how emotions and thought affect your physical health, well, that starts to take you a little bit deeper. Well, what's behind the emotions and the health? And that starts moving us into the world of soul, spirit, and people have different understandings and definitions of those things. But what I find fascinating is this merger that's happening between science and spirituality, and how science is proving many things that have been taught in various religions around the world. And so,
you have been very successful in different aspects of your life. In your book, you start out by sharing a little bit of that success in the acrobatic and aerialist skiing area. You were really, were you the very first person to be number one in that area?
Well, it depends on how you define that. I mean, I think there are always several really good people at the top. I was the premier skier on the professional freestyle circuit in the aerial acrobatic event.
Very early on.
Yeah, in the pioneering days of the sport. And this is before we had water ramps into pools where if you made a mistake, you're okay. We had to go out and build a jump in the woods. And because the ski area that sponsored me wouldn't let me jump on the mountain because of insurance issues. So it's like, we'll take the advertising you give us, but we don't want you getting hurt on our mountain. So we had to go up to Vail Pass in Colorado, build a jump, and that's where I learned a lot of skills. But I had a really strong trampoline background, and my air sense was really good. So, and I knew when I was ready.
And that first year, with all that success, getting ready to defend your title the next year, you had an issue where your knees started to hurt.
Right, boy, and this was a transformational experience for me. I mean, the first year I won a car, I won a lot of money, I got great sponsorship, I had a write-up in Ski Magazine, made a promotional movie. It was like one of those dream come true years. And the next year I was, you know, looking forward to more of the same, and second or third day the ski area is open, my knee just started to hurt. Didn't fall, didn't twist it, just started to hurt.
And every doctor, they're saying nothing is physically wrong with your knee.
Went to six different doctors and all of them said there's nothing wrong with your knee. And I was just totally exasperated, and at the end of the season a friend said, there's an orthopedic surgeon, and if anybody can figure it out, this guy will get it. And so I went and made an appointment with this gentleman. He pulled my knee, twisted it, tweaked it, listened to it, did everything. He finally looked at me and said, there is nothing physically wrong with your knee. And I was just like, ah! And then he closed his eyes and put his hand on my knee for a minute, and you know, I thought, oh, this is kind of weird.
He really did listen to it.
He really did listen to it. Felt that I, you know, I'm not sure how he intuitively figured out what he did, but he opened his eyes and he looked at me and he says, do you meditate? And I'd had a pretty strong meditation practice for about 4 years, and that was one of the beginnings of my inward spiritual path. And I was thinking, what a weird question for an orthopedic surgeon to be asking about a knee. But I said, yeah, yes, I do. And he says, well, there's nothing wrong with your knee, but there's something very wrong in your life, and it's showing up in your knee. And that was like, wow. And we had another wonderful, probably 10 or 15 minute conversation about life, your purpose, why you're here. Was not a managed care situation, that's for sure. This doctor was a healer, an artist, and really tuned into spirit. And so I left with the understanding that this part of my life had run its course. I reached the goals that I wanted to reach in freestyle skiing, and it was time to move on to something different and really give back.
Now you know exactly the science even behind what he was saying, how there's so many things that can show up in different parts of our body that have nothing to do with what we're actually seeing physically.
Right.
Where there's something else, an underlining issue.
You know, I think there are times when your higher self, your soul, takes over. And really, its job is to use the physical vehicle and the emotions and the thoughts. And that's even higher that controls those. And so I just, you know, I looked at this as soul, higher self stepping in and just redirecting. You're done.
Your book is doing a beautiful job in integrating science and spirituality. I mean, real serious science, hardcore, documenting who discovered this and what, and you're giving credit where credit's due. Every step of the way, it seems like, throughout your book. And you end up beautifully tying that into science. I think that this is going to have a huge impact.
I really hope so. You know, I think the planet is at a really important transitional point. And we can go either way. And I think there's more light and goodness on the planet than there's ever been before. And the polar opposite is also true. We see more of the evil and the negativity that's happening. And I think for those people that are really on a spiritual path and trying to embody those truths, regardless of their religious background, they're really trying to live those truths and bring in more light. I think that is going to have a huge effect on the overall destiny of humanity. And so I think anything that any of us can do to add to that quotient of goodness and light, throw everything you've got into it.
I like the title of your book.
Thanks.
New Dimensions in Health.
Multiple Dimensions.
And newdimensionsinhealth.com.
Right.
That's where people can go.
Learn a little bit more.
You want to check it out right now. Write it down. Do whatever you have to do. Make a note. newdimensionsinhealth.com. Very good title, very appropriate, because it's really some new viewpoints on what those higher areas are and how to understand those.
And how to practically use it in your life. I mean, I know some of the stuff when I first started studying it, it was so esoteric and it's like, what? No practical value. But the more I get into it, it's like, this is incredibly practical. It took a while to settle in. And I think the impact on the quality of a person's life in all areas, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual health, is huge.
And people can't have a practical application of these principles if they're just not aware of them.
No, that's the first step.
Just by learning about what these laws are alone, that awareness helps people start applying the principles right away.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that simple.
And you know, when you have a really cool discovery or something, it really connects with you. It's like, wow, this is so cool. I mean, you naturally want to share it. And I mean, I think that's just an innate human quality to want to share the goodness that you've discovered and have other people experience that too.
This is something that is very important. This is one of the best books. Get a copy. Read it and share it. It's something that as you read this book, you're going to want to share it with everybody. There are books that have a lot of recycled information, and there are books that are really special, that are really taking people to another level in another way, and they're quite unique. This isn't something where you took a few books or whatever and, you know, copied a bunch of information, mixed it up because it was legal and threw it out in the marketplace. This is something that you've had a lot of personal growth on
yeah.
for many years. This is and when it started, back when you were the number one aerialist skier. And just last night, yesterday evening, you went to Ochre Park, which was built during the Olympics 2002, right, and hit the platform. And how long had it been since you'd done that off a platform?
It was a double front half twist. It's been probably 20 years, and it's something that I've wanted to relearn, and did a lot of visualization, and my heart was really beating because I don't like messing up at 10 meters. but gosh, it felt good to do again. And so, yeah, I kind of like being almost 62 and still performing at an elite level. It just feels really good, and it just...
So that's another thing you've done for many, many years.
Yeah.
How about the trampolining? I mean, I haven't seen anyone, especially at your age, with your level of skill. And it's definitely an elite level that you've achieved in your life, or a high performance level that you've achieved in your life. And I think that the way we think about one area of our life, it integrates into other areas. It's
absolutely.
I don't think it's how we do everything, but the way we do one thing is how we do most things. You know, some people say the way you do anything is how you do everything, and I don't actually believe to that level.
Right.
But I think we gotta, yeah. But probably how we do most things is, there's a lot of truth to that statement. Well, you've been someone who's been a high performance type person your whole life. Who do you listen to?
Find people that are better than you, hang out with them. That's a good thing.
I know this is something you've been working on for, it's been a lifelong work basically.
Yeah.
It's all led up to this so far. This is it. So, and it's not the end, but
no,
just another beginning.
Yeah.
But to have all of that available in a book, is this, how else is this available? How do people go find your book?
You know, it's available on the website, newdimensionsandhealth.com. They can also get a little sample of some trampolining there as well. Barnes & Noble, it's available at Amazon. It's available in an ebook form.
Okay.
So a couple different ways.
Awesome.
To make it easier for people who have busy schedules, this show has been divided into two segments. If you still have the time, you can go straight to the second half. Otherwise, come back and listen to the second half as soon as you get the chance.